Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have Cindy and Holly singing, Didn't I Walk on the Water? And then part two of Pastor Duck's message.
Oh, yes, David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That means my God's alive, and he's real, and he's active, and he's doing things in our life to bring us to the place of trust. And to remember today, it's God who is for you today. Amen. Praise God. Whew. Glory to God. You can be assured that our God is not dead. Our faith must be planted in the soil of Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose today. Let me confirm this fact today. God is not dead. And those who will believe. Now today, in those who refuse to believe, there has never been any God's presence there to start with. So it's not the fact that God is dead. It's the fact that you're dead to your sins. And you're controlled by the world, and you're controlled by all the obstacles and difficulties that you face in this world. But I'm here to tell you today, there's a God who's greater than whatever you're in. There's a God who sits on the throne, but He just doesn't sit up there watching the days come and go. He's a God who's right here with us in force, because He's given us the presence of one that is called the Holy Ghost. Oh, I tell you, I know He's so real. Oh, He walks with you. And I tell you, the devil, he'll throw the book at you and everything else that he can try to do to discourage, defeat, and pull you down to the depths of despair. But I'm glad this one who steps in and said, I've already won your victory. Satan, you defeated. Jesus is Lord, church. Amen. Oh, to the glory and the honor of the Lord today. So, let me tell you today. You've got to believe if you're going to understand the realness and the greatness of our God. From the cry of a newborn baby to the song this morning, even though it was a little chilly this morning, those birds were still singing. Amen. Hallelujah. On a beautiful spring morning, when we was hoping it was to be about 60 degrees this morning when we got out of bed, it was about 31 degrees when we got out, and we said, whoo, Lord, turn the heat on. It's kind of cool in the house. You know, you look at the beautiful, the colors and the hues of the colors of a sunset that is just absolutely amazing. Amen. Some of the most beautiful sunsets that I've seen is at Drew and Tiff's house. I tell you, that sun sitting over those beautiful, lush Blue Ridge Mountains, and the color of those clouds and the colors that God just blends together, it just tells you nobody could do this but God. Amen. Oh, He's such a real God. And you know what? We get so busy and caught up in all the things of life, we fail to see these blessings that God has painted for us every day. We're caught up in all of our problems and we fail to see a bird singing in a tree or a beautiful flower. And this is a beautiful time of the year when the tulips are popping up and the daffodils are blooming and all the prettiness of the azalea bushes and all this. I mean, listen, nobody else could do this but God. Amen. And to know today then, to hear the cry of a baby coming into this world and giving life. Oh, God's the giver of life. But even greater, He's the giver of eternal life. Amen. And when you receive Him, He gives you that today. I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed against Him and against this day. Let me tell you what, I know I'm born again, blood washed, a child of the King. I know God's for me, God's with me. I know God's prepared a place for me. And I know one day He's coming. And hallelujah, I'm looking for that day when we will be transformed, changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and we'll be in the presence of His holiness, and we'll see Him face to face. Amen. Give Him praise in the house of God. Amen. And it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. Excuse me for drinking water while I preach, but I don't have much choice. I got to keep something taken care of here. Amen. You know, you look at the repentant heart of an unbeliever to the rejoicing in heaven over one soul that comes to Christ. Hallelujah. Three souls came to Christ last Sunday morning here in resurrection worship. Praise God. What is God going to do today? I don't know, but you know, I know one thing. Whatever God does, it's always good. Amen. We can believe that our God is not dead. Our God is very much alive. We live in a land that is seeking to brainwash people today and an entire generation and culture today and wanting you to believe today that there is no God and there's a God who doesn't care. Let me tell you what. If your soul is anchored today in the haven of rest today and in the promises of God's word today, you're called today by the world. They call you fools for Christ or nuts for Christ, or they call you all escapists or whatever they want to. You call me what you want to. But when that trumpet sounds and when He appears, you can wave me goodbye because I'm going to be with Him. Amen. Yeah. So I have a blessed hope and a glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ that one day he's coming for me. You know, the educational system is taught to assassinate the truth of God's word. They teach it, if they teach it, they don't, as a concept. It's not a concept, it's a fact, it's the truth, it sets you free. And hallelujah. I wish we could go back to the days when the Gideons walked in and handed out those little New Testament Bibles, and you would sit there and the teacher would open it up and read a scripture from Psalms or something in it every morning. You know, maybe those things didn't have a lot of meaning at that time, but boy, I tell you what, you took it with you and it helped you. But today, what do we have in the house of the school, of the educational system? We've got anarchy. We've got people. We've got cops. We call them resource officers. Let's call it what it is. It's a policeman with a weapon. Why have we come to that? Because we've excluded God out of our society. We've got abortion clinics, and we've got people giving, and I was listening to some of the things that some of these politicians are advocating, and it's the most confusing election I think I have ever seen in my life. And you know what? I just weigh it in the balance. I just see what you are standing for. And let me tell you what, if you don't stand for the things of God, you're not getting my vote. Amen. And if you believe in same-sex marriage, you're not getting my vote. If you believe in abortion, you're not getting my vote. And I believe today this is the thing that has happened in our nation. We have kicked God out of everything. We've kicked him now. We've gotten even to the point that society has excommunicated or pushed God out of everything. And now we have seen God pushed out of the house of God, where no longer is the word of God preached and where people no longer have any concern or desire to serve him. Amen. So what do you get when you got all of that? You got a nation that is godless. And you've got a nation that is living in rebellion. And I'm going to tell you, if the nation of America is going to come back, it's going to have to happen through the church coming back to God first. Amen. But let me put this in proper perspective for you today. It's one thing to say you believe in God, but it's another thing to behave like you believe in God. Do you hear that? Well, I believe, preacher, I believe in the word, I believe in all. But, you know, are you living what you say that you believe? Because if you're not living what you say you believe, your belief is not there to begin with. Our behavior is the defining part of our life that shows how much of God we believe in and how much of his word we're living by. So one of the greatest problems in our church age today is that we have those who profess to possess. They believe that God's alive, but, you know, few today really believe that what God says in his word is absolutely 100% truth. James said in James 4:17, he says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's sin. Amen. We say that we know, we believe, and we fail to take God's word seriously. We don't live by the precepts and the promises of God's word. Jesus asked, he says, hey, you know, you call me Lord, but you don't do the things that I say. So what's the problem here? We don't believe. We truly don't believe. So we say we believe, but we fail to take the truth and apply it to our hearts and our lives. And see, this is what this Bible is. It's a book of the truth of God. It's how you can live the victorious, successful Christian life. It's how you can live life abundantly. It's how you can live life separated from the world. It's how you can live today in the presence of a mighty God and how you can live as an overcomer. Why can't we just take what God says in his word and start living by it and see God start mightily working in our hearts, our homes, our lives, our churches, and in our communities? The problem in our community today and the problem in Lynchburg is the churches have crawled under the pew and they're silent with the word. Amen. And you know what? If we're not living the book, then what are we living? If we're not living by what God says, then what are you living by? Opinion? Opinion doesn't count. It doesn't count.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.